This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
We're back in the mid-80s in Wandon Valley. Reminiscing on a country practice, a show that captured the hearts of the nation.
Yeah, did you love it? Did you watch it every Monday, Tuesday night? We want to know about your memories of the show. Give us a buzz, as Angela has done. Morning, Angela.
Oh, morning.
A particular member of the cast really captured your heart?
It was Molly, obviously. Like, everyone loved Molly. But I remember when she came to Wandon Valley with her husband, Brendan, and she was so over the top with her big perms and her designer clothes that she'd made herself, and she'd paint her gumboots like rainbow colours. And then she named all the animals Doris.
Doris
the pig was her pet. You know, the farmers couldn't believe her because there was no way she was eating her pig for bacon. So she was just such a fun character and so sweet. And in the end, the town loved her because she just did her own thing. So that was my fun memory of Wandon Valley.
Well, and I think it was probably one of the biggest moments on TV when she passed away, right?
Mm. Well, that when I saw it was coming back on telly the other day, I looked at my husband and went, oh, no, they're showing when Molly died. I just sobbed and sobbed. So I totally understood.
Did they just kill off every character? Is that how it worked? It sounds certainly like that was the case.
Sounds more like Game of Thrones than it does a country practice.
We've got Eric in Kellyville on the phone. Morning, Eric.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Doing well, sir. What were your memories of a country practice?
But I was in Adelaide heading up to Outback South Australia on a military exercise, and we're waiting in the terminal, and Adelaide had had a blackout, and they'd missed the wedding episode of Vicky the Vet and the Doctor.
Oh, no.
So there was a replay, so we're just sitting there watching the country practice.
All these army guys is hanging out watching a country practice. It's quite an image.
Try not to cry in front of your brothers. You're like, oh, it's good. It's real good.
Well, it was a happy moment, that marriage.
Oh, I bet it was.
Good times.
Eric, thanks for letting us know about it, buddy.
Francis Milpera texted in. Morning, guys. I absolutely love that show, and I never missed an episode. I am currently rewatching it on 7+. So you can go round the twist on YouTube. You can go a country practice on 7+.
Yeah, and I know that Water Rats and Blue Heelers are up as well. You can just go back.
You'll never have to leave the 80s and 90s.
That's it. Brendan loved a country practice. I have a daughter named Chloe and a granddaughter named Molly.
What?
But I don't have a pet wombat. Oh. Thank you, Brendan. Oh, and his last name's Jones.
Stop.
Molly Jones.
Oh, my word. Amazing.
Text 965. Loved the wombat.
Who didn't love the wombat?
He was a good wombat.
It's good stuff.
Who's a good wombat?
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.